Oh, Neela, it's good to see you again.
It's good to be back home and see you all, Ma.
How was your stay in Singapore?
It was wonderful.
If Father had won 2 tickets, I'd have traveled with you too.
Don't be sad, Tipu. Father said if you study hard, he will send you a ticket one day.
Wow, wonderful. If I'd know that before, I'd have started studying seriously.
You still have time. Don't worry.
If I study hard and do well in the exam, maybe he will send me a ticket.
Tell us what you've seen there.
Yes, Ma. Singapore is a wonderful place. The roads and streets throng with tourists. People from different countries go there. In fact, I have met people who go there every year.
If I were rich, I would go there every year too.
Oh, Tipu, you and your imagination.
Now unpack your things and show us what you have brought for us.
Okay, there you are. There is a t-shirt, a video game, a children's encyclopedia, and a whole set to play cricket for you. Here is a sari, a handbag, a few bed sheets, and a set of glasses for Ma. I have brought a cardigan and a walking stick for Grandpa and Grandma.
Oh, ah!
Ma, I have come to know a lot about Singapore. It's one of the cleanest and safest cities in the world. It's a multicultural and multi-religious state. There are only 2 seasons in Singapore. It's one of the few places in the world where people celebrate New Year 3 times. They have Chinese New Year, Muslim New Year, as well as Christian New Year as the Western one. There are hotels in almost every street. Of all the hotels, one of the finest is Raffles Hotel. It's a legendary resort for writers, scholars, celebrities, and royalty. It's a tourist-friendly state. Some 6 million visitors come to Singapore every year, which is more than its resident population. It's a shopper's heaven too. People who love food can taste local as well as foreign cuisine. The people of Singapore are very well housed. They have health service for all. And the most interesting thing that many countries would envy is that there is almost no unemployment problem in Singapore.